This is the KUAF Arts Beat. From still lives to haute cuisine, food has always been a medium for expression. This year, the Fayetteville Roots Festival is moving culinary art from backstage to center stage.
I'm gonna get that garlic off there.
What?
Hey, chef.
Looking good? Uh-huh. So we're gonna hear it. We're gonna toast it.
Students dressed in black cooking uniforms mill around a sleek kitchen, while instructor Erin Shopiak talks them through an assignment for her culinary nutrition class. They float through the room, grabbing pots and pans, boiling water, and chopping fresh ingredients. This is Brightwater, a center for the study of food and nutrition in Bentonville. Down the hall, people are preparing food and setting up for the Fayetteville Roots Festival. On Friday, Brightwater will host a series of cooking masterclass sessions for the festival. Chef and Brightwater faculty member, Roman Davis, says the classes will give students and the public the opportunity to learn everything from cooking techniques to food systems down to the intimate details.
The classes will be taking place here in the Ozark Culinary Theater at Brightwater. So we have the terrace seating and theater south seating, and then we have all the cameras, and also as chefs are doing the demos up here on this station, we'll actually be able to zoom into their hands and show you intimately kind of what they're doing.
He says giving the cuisine equal billing as music and arts brings a new dimension to the Roots Festival.
People will travel much farther and stay longer for really good food than they do for a one-night concert type thing, right? And so a table is certainly a place where you can pull people from all over the world into a very kind of equitable approach.
Rob Nelson, executive chef for Tuscan Trotter in Bentonville, is one of 12 guest chefs participating in the masterclass. He says the event is a chance to show off local cuisine and ingredients.
It was at first, you know, mainly about the Ozark region of music. I mean, they showcase anything from bluegrass, blues, jazz, you know, country. It just seemed like a perfect fit that the culinary side of it needed to come in. You know, the things that we produce here are very unique. Some of them are very unique to the world. I mean, the Ozark black apple and the black walnut and the pawpaw, morel mushrooms, those are things that grow wild, and those are indigenous to the Ozark area. So, I mean, just being able to showcase what is grown and what is raised in this region, I think, is very beneficial, not just from an educational standpoint, but to tell the rest of the United States that the Ozark region's no longer a flyover zone for food.
Davis says this year's festival's focus on food is helping to elevate the culinary scene in Arkansas.
We Northwest Arkansans will have access to some of the country and other countries' most amazing chefs. They're the people that truly care about their craft and are passionate about things that impact the local economy and the quality of life of everybody here. You know, and you get to come to Brightwater for free on Friday and get in the room with these folks and taste their food and ask questions. You get the opportunity to sit down with some awesome people who are doing awesome things around the world in food in Bentonville, Arkansas. And there aren't many rural towns that can say that they can host something like that. I think we're pulling off a festival that's going to grow to be bigger than, you know, or compete with Atlanta Food and Wine and Aspen and Sobey and all these other places. I mean, people are already coming from Russia.
People like Chef Anton Abrazov from St. Petersburg. Abrazov met Nelson and Brightwater director Dr. Glenn Mack at a food conference in Russia last year. They convinced the chef to come to Northwest Arkansas to work, learn, and teach for the next few months.
It's really amazing. Everything that they do here, and that's why 100% I'm really happy that I'm here. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to cook these 5 days during the Fayetteville Roots, but still I told Rob, just give me products you have. I know you have them. It's like it's the peak of the season right now. So just give me something and I will cook some probably Russian stuff or international stuff. So I'm ready to show something interesting and something delicious.
The chefs say a major focus of this year's festival is zero food waste. And for their class, Abrazov and Nelson tackle the concept by showing how to utilize an entire hog, snout to tail, as Nelson says.
We have got a whole hog from Bansley Farms out of Harrison. So we're going to be demoing our four events, showing how to utilize the whole hog and not waste anything on the animal.
And he means the entire animal, right down to the blood.
You cannot even imagine how many cool stuff you can do with blood. with pig blood. It's because in Nordic countries they use it instead of the eggs, because they have egg allergy. Pork blood brioche pancakes are amazing, and meringues, because if I'm not mistaken, for 63 grams of egg you need just 58 grams of pork blood, and if you whip it, it's gonna be like a meringue, because there are a lot of protein here. Protein in pork blood, almost the same amount as in egg. That's why I'm really crazy about pork blood. I love it because it's absolutely amazing product. So
this kind of innovation and cultural exchange is what chefs Davis and Nelson hope the school and events like the Roots Festival can bring to the region. With state-of-the-art facilities and community support, they say that Northwest Arkansas is poised to foster a stronger culinary arts scene.
I think the assortment of chefs that are converging upon Northwest Arkansas, I mean, it's in the eighth year. This has grown every year. So this is probably the largest convergence of culinary talent that's ever happened in the area as far as an organized festival approach. And you have people literally of all colors and from all backgrounds doing all sorts of food. Blood meringue, apparently. And what I love about Roots is all of these wonderful chefs who are coming from all around the world get to come here and learn something from the chefs here in the Ozarks. So we get a great opportunity to teach them a thing or two about cookery.
And of course, this is a celebration of music and food. Of course, I want anyone from out of town come in and just experience what Ozark Sound is all about. Also, what type of food that we have here in the region. I want them to go away with, like, wow, I want to come back and see what the rest of Northwest Arkansas has to offer. And if we pull this off, which it seems to be streamlined and runs very smooth every year, you know, I think we're going to be able to accomplish that.
The Masterclass Series takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brightwater Campus in the 8th Street Market in Bentonville. Classes are free and open to the public. For more information, visit therootsfest.org. For the KUAF Arts Beat, I'm Daniel Carruth.